because of coronavirus, you can't go out right now to a ball diamond and play baseball with your friends. But Ken Burns' epic documentary series, Baseball, is available through PBS Online for free. No one does more magic with black and white footage and the written word than a Ken Burns documentary. His 1994 Emmy-winning nine-part series, goes into such depth that you might even come to know about a lot of things you never even heard about before.
When questions arose about their playing a white man's game, the Cincinnati management assured the public they were as pure white as Castile soap.
His unflinching look at the great American pastime threads the needle his documentaries often do, revealing our collective imperfections with brutal honesty, yet still inspiring respect and awe. Find details on how to watch baseball on our Cabin Fever blog at tpr.org. Also, there is a link to the Library of Congress. Now, you've always known we had a Library of Congress, but have you ever been to their website? They've got a book festival blog there where you can hear all kinds of authors speak. Stephen King, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, David McCullough, and many others. And of course, there's this from writer and presidential biographer John Meacham, who was asked this by a fan.
Will you wait right here? I want you to sign your new book. And I said, yes, ma'am.
Then she came back.
Hand to God, she brought back John Grisham's latest. No. So I signed it, right? Somewhere in America, there's a woman with a forged copy of The Runaway Jury.
If you love books and you love authors, you could spend a lot of time listening to the backstories behind your favorite authors' stories. You can search by author names or by the categories they write in. There's poetry, there's children's books, there's a lot more. Now, the San Antonio Zoo is closed for the duration, but some people can get in. One of those is Heather Lynn Love, who does yoga classes in front of lions or bears.
Good morning. Welcome to the Hickson Bird House at the San Antonio Zoo.
Yes, and also in front of birds. Her dulcet tones are calming in times like these, but if you get down on the floor and do what she does, you probably are going to feel better physically, too. There are quite a few yoga videos on the zoo website and Facebook pages, but there are also live cams. You can check out kangaroos or jellyfish, so you can watch what they're up to, too. There are videos with zoo personnel taking huge lizards for walks or feeding 100-year-old tortoises. There's plenty there to keep the young, or the young at heart, fascinated. You can find all these things and a whole lot more on our coronavirus cabin fever blog at tpr.org. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.